I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. At Prospect, San Francisco, California, Chef Pamela Mazzola. Chef, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Well, thanks for having me, because I'm on your turf, your casa, your kitchen here. Let's go back in time before we talk about Prospect, your journey in food. Tell me, who was cooking in the family and what was coming out of the kitchen when you were a wee one?
I come from a family of amazing cooks. Both my grandmothers were excellent cooks, but in different areas. My maternal grandmother was an amazing baker.
Give her a name check.
Julia Organis, Hungarian. She would make strudel from scratch on the kitchen table. She had her special oil cloth that she would put down, and then she would have a ball of dough that was probably the size of a golf ball. Yeah. That she would stretch out to the entire length of the table, fresh apples. It's one of my biggest regrets that I didn't learn to make that with her. But we would kind of play a game. They lived in central Pennsylvania. We would go there on the weekends to visit. We'd have dinner at my paternal grandmother's house, Lottie, because she was an excellent cook. And my grandfather was a hunter, so we often had game on the table. Yeah. She cooked her entire life on a coal stove, even into the 90s when she finally left and went to live with my parents. Yeah. So that was an amazing thing to experience every day.
And Chef, at what point did that fire in your belly ignite around food? When did you get excited to cook and know that this would be your passion, your journey in life, your career?
Well, I did, little known fact, I won my brownie bake-off contest when I was 6 years old, making double chocolate mocha cookies or something like that.
Wow. Is this breaking brownie news right here?
I think I left the group soon afterwards. I had always been interested in cooking, even from a young age. I do remember distinctly when I was 7, a friend of my mom's gave me the Woman's Day French cookbook, and I started cooking from it, on my own at age 7, 8, 9 years old. I mean, you know, my mom was always happy to have someone else cooking. Yeah. I really loved doing it. Our family always ate together.
Was there a dish, a triumph that your family loved that when they knew you were going to cook, it had to be that one dish?
I would make a strawberry tart. And that was everybody's favorite.
You still make it today?
I do not, but I might I'll bring that up with my granddaughters. I think they would really like that. When my strawberries are ready from my garden this year, I think I'll try that. It's a good idea. I still have the book.
Oh, good.
It's on my shelf at home.
And I hope it's full of cooking stains, food stains.
It is. It definitely is.
first job at a kitchen?
It was at, I went to culinary school for a very short time in Denver, and I was very passionate and a very hard worker. So one of the chef instructors had a restaurant, and I started working for him. It was called the Plum Tree Cafe, no longer there.
Was there something on the menu you recall from that, from those days?
We did a very eclectic menu. It was kind of in the day where there was really... the farm-to-table movement had started, and we were literally changing the menu every day. You'd go in and you'd start working on a new menu. So it was really challenging and really fun, and some of the dishes were really great, and some of them, you know, didn't always come off.
And we'll leave it there.
We'll leave it there.
What brought you west? What brought you here to the coast?
I wanted to... work in a more creative environment, and a lot was happening in San Francisco. I moved here in 1982. It was also a boyfriend too.
There you go. There's always love.
We drove out in his VW bus.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah,
just like the movies.
Yeah, just like the movies, and we broke up just like in the movies.
Well, you have been a pioneer with many other great female chefs. For so many years, it's been a men's game, you know. And you've been around incredible women who I know have inspired and motivated you over the years.
Yes, I would say, you know, it's a pretty vibrant food community for women here. Nancy Oakes, my partner, my mentor, my friend. I'm really not sure if I would have been able to achieve what I've achieved and be able to have a family and children without Nancy's support and, you know, just always being behind me 100%. And, you know, I really admire her. I think she's one of the most iconic chefs that we have in the world, honestly.
And of that era, she's one of the last who's still doing it, Boulevard, still crushing it. And... you know, Nancy, of that era of great chefs, you know, late 80s, the 90s, forging the way, she's still here and still doing it.
She's probably at work right now. I think that what one of the things that she taught me, and I think it almost, I don't know if it separates her, but her real vision is hospitality. It's nurturing. It's feeding people. It's creating community. And that's what's really important. I mean, absolutely, she's the most fabulous cook in the world. But
yeah, that too.
it just transcends everything. I mean, that's where her heart really is.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot from her.
Well, here, hospitality, conviviality, a menu that really boasts all the local goodies you can get here in the Bay Area, because, you know, you source the best ingredients from the best farms. 15 years ago when Prospect opened, what did you imagine Prospect would be, and what has it become?
What did I imagine it would be? Wow. I imagined it would be a very busy restaurant that was serving the community in this area. I think what it's become, it's become a restaurant where large groups can gather. I think we continue to, you know, really be committed to sourcing local ingredients and supporting, you know, companies that have grown in the Bay Area.
And to come here, and I've enjoyed this experience, Chef. You can come with a group. You can have a private dining experience. You can have a convivial table experience if you want to here and share with and meet some new friends. If you want to come and have a solo spot at the bar, you can do that. And if you want to have a romantic dinner, which I've done recently, you can do that as well. There's a little something for everybody here.
Absolutely. There is a little something for everyone. And we really try to tailor the menu around that, from doing some, you know, creative plated dishes to, you know, giving, you know, you have the opportunity to come in and have onion dip with caviar, or a really great burger with our, you know, iconic fries.
They are iconic. I may have had a few over the years.
Yeah, well, Chef. Me too. I'm wearing a few, I should say.
We all are. It's okay. You've earned it. We've earned it. Let's talk the menu, though, and how it's divided up. Your starters, your entrees, your sides. Firstly, What do you feel you're best known for? You mentioned the burger, the iconic fries, but what else do people come here for?
I think we're known for just the freshness and quality of ingredients, our salads. We always have some kind of crudo. Right now we have a steak tartare. We always offer one handmade pasta, one or two. And then pork chop is one of our, you know, we're well known for that. And our fish dishes. And we really try to also appeal to vegetarians.
Yeah. Well, you know, with all that in mind, you've prepared a few dishes for us today. To kick off, a little gem salad.
Yes. Right now we have a little gem salad. We're always supporting Star Root Farms. We almost always have their Little Gem and various other products from them. I was flipping through an Australian magazine, and I saw a recipe for fermented kiwis, and I'm like, fermented kiwis? Like, wow, that's something.
G'day.
And it was, yeah, kiwi season. So we started fermenting kiwis, and around that we made a fermented kiwi dressing, and then have that on a salad right now with hearts of palm that are sustainable and actually come from a farmer in on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's called Puna Gardens.
Nice. Sign me up, please.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You mentioned your father, a hunter, so let's talk.
It was my grandfather.
Your grandfather.
My father would not touch it, get anywhere. It skipped a generation.
Okay, there we go. So let's talk game. Liberty Duck, nothing like it.
We've been very fortunate to have a partnership with them for, gosh, even at when I was the chef at Boulevard, we used them. Jim Reichardt is a very special person. His children have now really taking over it. Jim is still involved, and I'm very, very proud to serve that.
And you have another dish you're preparing for us today, Chef?
Yes, local Petrolli sole. Again, another fish that I'm really proud we're serving right now. It's one of the most sustainable fish and local. So we've really been enjoying preparing that.
We have to talk wine. It would be naughty to not talk wine. So let's discuss a little bit of our wine choices. Kim, is that correct?
Amy,
my God, what happened to Kim? Amy, see, 3 letters. it's been a long morning already.
I can if you want me to be.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's stick with Amy.
Amy's in the front of the house. She's very hospitable.
So, Amy, let's talk about our two wines. Let's talk white first. What do we have here?
So this is a Kruger Rump. It's a Riesling Trocken. So this is under the Grosslag classification, which in Germany is would be comparable to the Grand Cru that we have in France. So very high quality, very sustainable as well. They have an ecosystem within their winery where they've done cover crops so that they, you know, don't have to worry about as many weeds. And then they have sheep that actually come in and kind of graze. So they're not using a lot of heavy machinery.
So the folks at this winery cannot say they're in the weeds.
No.
All right. Let's, Dankeschön. Let's move on to our red. What do we have here?
So this is a Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. It's Pei. This is a 2022. This is a really fantastic. It's on the more delicate side, but this is definitely a more muscular wine for being delicate. Sonoma Coast Pinot, yeah. But they do whole cluster fermentation, which is really nice. So you have nice balanced tannins, has a lot of nice acidity as well. So it pairs nicely with a lot of food.
Well, Amy, we thank you so much. We'll be enjoying these. It would be naughty to be here, Chef, and not do a little salut to each other. Cheers, Chef, just because this is my favorite sound. Oh, so good. I'm going to have a little sip. I'm going to be naughty. It's drinking time somewhere. Here we go. Mmm. Joy of joys, good food, good hospitality, and good wine. All happy bedfellows here.
Yes, and we're happy to be able to provide this for all of our guests. We're hoping to see you soon. Let us know if you heard us on...
KCBS.
Yeah, KCBS, and I'll come out and say hi.
And before we wrap up here, Chef Pamela, let's talk happy hour. I mean, my word, it's happy hour here, and it's not just 1 hour, it's 2 hours, 4 to 6, Monday to Friday. What's the Prospect happy hour experience all about?
I think it's a really fun experience. It's very lively. We offer a lot of fried foods because that's what people want. That's what makes them happy. We also, on Wednesdays, do an oyster happy hour, which just once a week, but it brings people in. We're serving Beausoleil oysters and compare it with some of our wines by the glass.
Well, we're ending on a happy note, mentioning oysters, one of my favorite things. For those who've never been to Prospect, Chef Pamela, why should they come?
Well, I think they should come for the excellent food, the local products that we use, and also the hospitality and the service. For me, I think they're equally as important, and I really like to be taken care of when I go out to dinner, and I think we do that here. We have a great service staff.
Well,
and with Kathy King, I don't know where she disappeared to, but
yes, we love Kathy. Yes, we love you, Kathy. Yes, we do. Again, it would be naughty. Do we know what the cocktail is that we're going to share? If we do, so Kathy, come and sit here for 30 seconds. It's your big radio moment, and this is not edited, so you're going to be on this. Come and sit here, Kathy. What's the cocktail we're going to enjoy here?
We are going to have Vanessa's going to make us a besos picosos.
Vanessa, come on over here. Vanessa, everyone gets to be part of this. Vanessa, you're here. You can talk us through. What's the cocktail?
The Besos Picosos and the Reforma.
Ooh. And what are the tenets of those cocktails? What are the ingredients?
So for the Besos Picosos, it's the spicy kisses. So it's going to be rimmed with the spicy salt. It's going to have the 400 Conejos Mezcal, pomegranate, ancho chili syrup, blood orange liqueur and lime. I think the pomegranate really tastes well with that. And then with the Reforma, it's going to be a mix of the gin, mezcal, yellow chartreuse, celery bitters, which really helps tone down the gin, lime, and then we use the charred tortilla salt rim.
My word. Well, a round of applause. Okay. Round of applause.
The Besos was a big winner at a contest last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
What contest was that?
What was it called?
Was it the
Triple Seat. It was
Triple Seat.
Yeah.
And our cocktail won for the whole country.
Well, that's impressive. Yeah. That's why people come here for happy hour.
So do you
want to
make them real quick?
Yeah. Well, she can. Well, why not? We're going to wrap things up, though, Chef. It's a big year for me because I'm turning almost 15, foodie chap, and so is Prospect.
Yes.
June, a 15th birthday. What does it mean, this milestone? What does it mean for you and the team here at Prospect, turning 15?
Well, I'm very proud to still be in business.
You survived the pandemic.
We've survived a lot, and we've grown a lot. It's like a family here, and I'm just really proud and happy to be able to share this with a lot of the same people in the last 15 years. Well, and I have to mention our regulars, which Kathy calls them our regulars, but we have customers that have been coming here since the very beginning, and we're really looking forward to celebrating with them in June too.
Well, I'll be here for celebrations. I will be here, Kathy.
Yes, great. We appreciate that.
Hospitality, conviviality, thoughtful, beautifully sourced ingredients for dishes cooked with love and passion, and of course a knockout wine program to complement the food. Add to that your killer cocktails. All those ingredients make up for what is the Prospect experience. So friends, come one, come all, come for an intimate dinner, solo time at the bar, or bring your whole family or a group and enjoy some private dining and the special experience you'll only have here at Prospect. Find Prospect at Spear and Folsom Street. We'll have to save the conversation about Folsom Street Fair for another time.
Yes, but we didn't mention the Fried Chicken Fridays.
Oh my gosh, well, let's mention it.
Right now, on Fridays, we have even more fun than we have every other day, and we're featuring fried chicken with hot honey, caviar ranch, grilled pickled okra, mashed potatoes.
Wait, what?
The biscuits.
Oh, biscuits and honey butter and blue leg beans with honey baked ham hocks.
My word, you buried the headline, chef.
Yep.
Fried Chicken Fridays.
Yes, Fried Chicken Fridays.
Sign me up. I'm here. We're going to enjoy those cocktails in just a moment. But friends, more on the Prospect story, more on Chef Pamela's story, more at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chap. Salut, Chef.
Salut. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.